Right now, we're kind of taking the lead from health officials, the province, and the federal government, and we're ensuring that we're trying to keep groups of people apart. We've shut down all our recreation facilities at this time. Any recreation and community events have been canceled, at least in the short term. We followed the province's plan with the restaurants being down right now. So it just comes down to making sure we educate people on the severity of this pandemic, making sure that we kind of take care of each other and look out for each other, and you know, just try to maintain a regular, healthy lifestyle that's safe for all our residents right now. We're fortunate. Our business community, you know, isn't as large as some other communities, but it's a very healthy community, and they're very caring business people. We've got restaurants and grocery stores offering delivery service to anybody that is unable to get out, or you know, it feels reluctant to get out at this time. So they're doing a lot of, you know, pretty much every business is really going overboard, if there is such a thing nowadays, with cleanliness and keeping things sanitary. So it's really good to see the community pull together with the best interests of everybody at heart. The biggest thing is we can't have any you know, panic in the community or even in our country. I think we've got a very good health team nationally, provincially, and even at the local level here, really staying ahead of everything as we're going. So it's a matter of people staying educated, being aware of what's going on, not only nationally, but in your local areas and local communities. And just, you know, being sanitary, like they say, wash hands, really kind of try to, you know, stay home as much as you can. But if you have to get out, you know, try not to get out in any large groups.
What is the mood like?
It's actually pretty upbeat. You know, I was kind of a little worried when we started closing facilities, when you see minor hockey going down and you're having to shut down hockey tournaments and winter carnivals. But the mood in the community is really one of understanding and one of well-being. I think they really want to make sure that the residents in the community are well taken care of. So there's no real pushback, you know, when we decide to close everything from daycares to rec facilities. So it's really been good. It's been positive, and I think people are really wanting to do everything they can right now to make this as comfortable for everybody as possible, and hopefully mitigate the you know, this pandemic going any larger in the future.